Whatever you're doing, wherever you are on your path as an entrepreneur, you can be paid to be learning, to be studying, to be evolving. It's just a matter of getting creative.
Unconventional Life, the show where I interview successful entrepreneurs, creatives, and thought leaders on how they earn their living in non-traditional ways. We will explore how they took the path less traveled, what their revenue model looks like, and why they are prioritizing their passion over their paycheck. I'm your host, Jewel Schroeder. Unconventional Life, welcome. This is your host, Jewel Schroeder, tuning in today from Boulder, Colorado. Today's guest is joining me from Mill Valley, California. I have got Tara Davina in the house. Tara, are you ready to take us down the path less traveled?
Can't wait. So happy to be here.
Yeah, so excited to have this woman on the show. We have got some amazing things, Unconventional Lifers, in store for today's episode. For those of you who do not know Tara, she is a heart-healing medicine musician who creates songs to bring our deepest prayers into reality. Drawing on her experiences as vice president at the Warner Music Group to offer business coaching for conscious musicians, visionary artists, and business owners so they can build an organic fan base using authentic self-expression and generate a sustainable income using all their gifts, which I know as both an artist and a business creative myself, so needed to be able to merge the worlds of it. I know you've worked with hundreds of musicians and dozens of record labels over the last 10 plus years to generate tens of millions of dollars in digital music sales, which is incredible. And I also know you get to work with a really small selective group of authors, musicians, to help them really reclaim their identity as creative artists and integrate it into their existing businesses and build a following. And you've got some amazing stuff like a free summit coming up that will be happening soon, which we'll talk about a little bit later. And maybe Unconventional Lifers will get Tara to do a little special magic on the show. So welcome, fill in any gaps that I might have left out and give us a glimpse into your personal life.
Thank you for that. That was really fun to listen to.
Yeah. So tell us about you as this creative merger. I know, you know, I remember my dad who worked Wall Street in New York City growing up, and I was the oldest of five. And he was like, musicians and entrepreneurs, like they don't mix. There's like this starving artist kind of thing, and you got to choose. And I think more couldn't be further from the truth in today's world, and especially allowing the inner artist to merge. And I get curious about you and your journey and being able to not only merge these worlds, but activate them for yourself and others, and you know, where the passion and where it's come from in your own life.
That is a great question. I think I started out like most people, most musicians, by being forced into music lessons, piano lessons, when I was a young kid and studying music and not really understanding the joy and creativity of it necessarily, but just learning the mechanics of it. Then later in life, you know, as I was a teenager, I got really interested in writing angsty songs, mostly about how I wasn't actually writing more music or playing more music. And then I got this crazy idea in my head. So I'd gone to undergrad business school, and I got this crazy idea in my head that I would go work in the music business and that this would somehow fulfill my creative dreams. And obviously, you know, that couldn't have been further from the truth, but I had no idea at the time. But I wound up doing this really wild decade-long career as a record label executive, which through all sorts of twists and turns, I wound up in the exact right place at the exact right time and managed to create such a career in a pretty impossible industry to break into. And so halfway through that time, I quickly realized that I was not actually going to become a creative that way. At best, I would get to support other creatives. At worst, I would get to be part of the machine that doesn't really support anybody except for itself. You know how that is, corporate America, record label world. And so I wound up walking away from that career with kind of no sense of what was next. And what unfolded was I really did find my own heart. I found my own soul, like Burning Man. I got into plant medicine. Went the whole route of any self-respecting person in the Bay Area. I found my voice, and it was a whole different instrument, literally, than I'd had to begin with. As I opened up to a different type of art that was really connected to my prayer, to my heart's truth, to my heart's desire, different things started to unfold and different possibilities started to present themselves in my world and my awareness of how I might weave that into my daily life, into my professional life. What actually happened was, among other things, I became a healing medicine musician, which is that I offer music at healing ceremonies for people to open their hearts to and cry their eyes out to. And that became the purpose of my music. And I think that's really where things get to be different for creatives. If your music has a purpose beyond just making music, you have a much greater chance of being able to actually make money as a musician. Yeah. Because suddenly it's your purpose that can guide the making of the money and the serving of the people. And it's music just becomes one of the tools. And so that's really been my journey of coming from the very typical world of how we make money from being a musician to, you know, and maybe being in a starving artist paradigm unless a record label comes around on as a white knight on a white horse to rescue us, you know, and sign us to a record deal.
Yeah.
To a world where so much more is possible. You know, we get to be our creative selves and live in our deepest purpose and get paid for it and still be an artist.
Yeah, so beautiful. And so many different threads and questions that I have. And I think what jumps out is, you know, really around like the ownership and claiming your identity as an artist. And even as you shared, you're like, as I allowed, I'll call it the transformational current, you know, to move through, and it was Burning Man or this, the types of sound and art and relationship. I can imagine the process that you went through, a whole new thing emerged that was probably different than where you started. And how have you been able to really claim your identity as an artist? And, you know, I watch so many, and even in my own journey, it's just like pressed art has to look this way and success looks this way. And if it's not this way, and it's just, it can't be further than the truth. And so any recommendations you can give to the listeners and unconventional lifers, whether you're a musician or not, hearing this conversation, I think the same principles still apply.
I agree. You know, for me, the big transformation was it's no longer about me. The music's not about me. You know, it might be my prayer that's being channeled through, but it's about how it impacts other people, how they're relating to it. You know, I started playing in dark rooms full of people with their eyes closed, you know, which is completely counter to the normal paradigm of like being on stage with a spotlight. And that got me out of the model of like, this is all about me and how I look and how I'm seen and how I'm perceived and the image I'm projecting, which is one industry, into how can I help and how can I be of service and how is this changing lives? And ultimately that's really the path towards income, or that's the beginning.
Absolutely. And you know, you've talked about it, business as a work of art. I always like to say I'm a business artist. I remember the first time I could merge business and art in the same sentence. I was like, wow, it only took me like 12 years of my life to be able to own that, you know, in my own way, right? But there's so much that, you know, creativity and beauty, and for me, congruency of our self-expression in all areas of our gifts, rather than the compartmentalization, what becomes possible in that pursuit of purpose and legacy. I'd love for you to speak to that a little bit, you know, as well, because I'm sure on the outside, some people could have said, wow, she's working with these record labels and, you know, doing all these things. And like, it could be as good as it gets. Yet it took the creativity and beauty, I'd imagine, to work through you to fully arrive into that fulfillment.
Yeah, well, and it turns out that one needs to have access to their feelings and their emotions to be able to really channel that. And I was definitely drawn to creativity and beauty, but I couldn't fully access it, and certainly not through myself, until I opened up my heart through all the healing work and personal development and transformational work I did. And just to give you a reference point, like before I was 30, and my illustrious music career was from 20 to 30. I was kind of like a real young in the music industry. But before 30, I'd never been to a yoga class or done meditation. Like I was fully in the matrix of just like fully regular, non-spiritual society, and no personal development work, nothing at all. And so it was a huge breakthrough for me to discover that it was possible to feel my feelings in a different way and access my emotions and all the other, you know, self-responsibility, all the things that come along with the personal healing journey. And that's ultimately what caused my voice to crack open and what caused me to be able to have more access to genuine creativity and beauty.
I want to talk a little bit about, you know, growing an audience and a fan base and really having dedicated people that rally around you. And I think sometimes that can be challenging, and you seem to have a knack with doing it. And any advice that you can give to the listeners on how they might be able to create it for themselves?
Yeah, a couple of things come to mind, right? So number one is I'm very big on uncovering our core message as a way of transmitting kind of a consistent why, a consistent transmission of who we are at the core, like what we stand for, what we're really all about, because that's what ultimately other people will want to gather around us for, is to have a sip of that nectar, right? Mm-hmm. So core message to me is something that we're always saying. We're actually always talking about it. If we're a musician, it's probably hidden in the titles of our albums or our songs or the things that we tend to write about, but it's usually hidden in plain sight. It just mm-hmm. takes a bit of time to uncover. But once we do, it's like the thing that we can't shut up about that really gets our juices flowing, that like everything that we create from that place is going to be like the ultimate emanation of our purpose and who we are and what we're here for. And it's going to have that juice and that vitality that only comes through when we're deeply connected with ourselves. And I believe at the core, our purpose is to be ourselves. And so this is just another way to transmit ourselves in a consistent way that people can resonate with and kind of join the movement of and find out how it connects to their own core message. So that's the primary way, you know, I mean, there's so many other things I could say about this.
Sure.
The other main one, I'll just boil it down to two, is to constantly ask the question, you know, how can I be of service? People aren't here to serve us. We're here to serve them. And so the question is, what's in it for them? What are they going to get out of it? And it doesn't have to be like an obvious change, but there has to be, like, whether it's inspiration or community, like there has to be some sort of flow back.
I love that. You know, and I love that you bring up the core message and really, you know, like narrowing in on the why. And I, so many times, you know, when I was creating The Unconventional Life, I was like, I just don't know what it is, but it's like this whole thing, like the AND reality. And I pitched the first podcast on Forbes Under 30 back in 2016. And I remember I had to write like 3 pages of what the unconventional life concept was. And here we are in like 2023. And it's just like, of course, you know, the unconventional life, it's like, duh, in a lot of ways. And, but even now, like having to reinvent, like, what is my, I think it's a continual for me, at least, updating process, but it's common thread, the through line of it. And is there a process that you go through, and I know you offer different coaching and other ways to kind of work and play with you and all the ways around this, but any process you can share with the listeners that if they're in that own inquiry of how do I articulate what it is in my why, and I've got these threads, but how do I really captivate it? Any starting points they can maybe begin to ponder or journal on or write with?
Absolutely. And I'm going to share some here. And then I actually have a free course on my website where you can go through this process. So right on my homepage, if you feel like sharing that with the listeners, with anyone who's listening, you can. But the process begins with a bit of a dark thought experiment. So I'm going to share that with you. Fair warning, it's a little bit dark, but so let me do it with you just so we can demo it.
Okay, perfect.
Okay, so have some bad news for you, which is that I thought this was just us having a chat today, but actually this is the last few moments of your life. Bummer, I know. But the good news is that this is being recorded and I'm going to ask you a question. And the answer to that question is going to be broadcast to the entire, you know, 7 billion-ish people population of planet Earth. So the catch is that you only have maybe 10 seconds to answer the question and no time to think about it. You just need to blurt out the first thing that comes to mind. And then that will be your legacy for all of this. How does that sound?
Okay.
Okay. So if you're listening, make sure you do this along with us. So get ready to blurt. So the question is, what is your final instruction to all the inhabitants of planet Earth on how to live your life? Go.
Should I do it?
Yeah, please.
Okay. To all the inhabitants, 7 billion plus of how to live your life, it is all about being the space for permission, per my mission, per our mission, to open and awaken parts of ourselves so freely, so unapologetically, so boldly that we dare to live, play, and lead in the greatest version of ourselves that we can conceive.
That's amazing. Did that just come through you right now?
Totally.
That's amazing. I'm like, that must be like your homepage copy.
No, but maybe it should be.
It's your new homepage copy. That's amazing. Best answer I've ever heard.
Her process works, unconventional lifers. We'll link her in the show notes.
Okay, so I'm now closing that process. You're going to live a long, healthy, and happy life. That process is complete. Yeah, that's the first of a series of questions that I asked to uncover your core message. Though with you, I'd probably honestly stop there because that's pretty good. Mm-hmm. Pretty darn good. But yeah, the rest of my questions are all in that free course as well.
Awesome. It's so good. Unconventional Lifers, it's Tara, T-A-R-A, Davina, D-I-V-I-N-A.com, taradavina.com. We'll put the link up in our show notes at unconventionallifeshow.com if you want to continue the process, which I highly recommend. And it's so perfect too, Tara, because I literally am talking to my producer, who I mentioned before we started the recording. I'm going to Nashville next month to start songwriting for a new album. And he was just like, you really got to tap into the why, the core message for this new album and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay, but I think I know it. And anyways, I got some inspiration and I'm going to keep going.
So, mission accomplished.
Right on time. Always right on time. I love it. So good. And I know, you know, the last part I want to talk about is once you got that core message, you've also really figured out how to monetize. You know, we talked about using music and these gifts as one of many tools. And I'd love for you just to share on some of the making money as a creative. And I know you're so perceptive on how different reasons you've seen why artists stay broke and why people struggle and things like that. And any perspective on, yeah, how to really lean into that once you've got that message as an income.
Absolutely. I mean, I think the key to being paid as a creative is to be willing to be creative about your business. You know, if you're like, I'm a creative person and there's exactly one way I'm willing to make money, that's not very creative. Like, you've got to use that creativity to think outside the box and to actually find other things that will deeply nourish and fulfill you that could generate money. So for example, it might take some time to build up your music and your touring career to where they're profitable and sustaining it, right? Possible to do? Absolutely. Maybe it might take years? Yes, very likely. So in the meantime, you probably want to make some money. You want to start to think about other things that would really inspire you that would still allow you to utilize your music as part of the process. One example is one of my clients who is a musician and has a wildly successful brand where she gathers different teachers from different European traditions and then teaches the singing rituals and history and the actual songs and the song styles to people who want to learn about European ancestral singing tradition, which is just so unique and wild and zany. And it's so her, you know, and it's so connecting with her. You know, and it allows her to be deeply immersed in her passion for music and to be sharing her music and to be sharing her music with others. And yet also touching the hearts of hundreds and hundreds of people around the world who pay for her offering. And so she's been able to do really well offering that. And it's such a great and fun example to be able to share. Because again, it's one of those things, it's like, it's out of the box, but it's not like she's not working as a barista. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not like completely divorced from her musical career. And yet it's bringing her closer and closer to where she wants to be. And that's generally what I recommend. It's like, okay, well, wherever you are now, where can you make money? You know, what could you offer? Even if you're not the one that's teaching it, could you gather other people to teach? Could you gather people to learn something you want to learn and charge money for it? Like, there's all sorts of ways that one can get paid to do what they love. And in general, my philosophy is that whatever you're doing, wherever you are on your path as an entrepreneur, you can be paid to be learning, to be studying, to be evolving. It's just a matter of getting creative.
Yeah. Well said, Tara. I love it. So many different things we can dive into, and we'll definitely link you up there. And I know on the show notes, and I know you've got an amazing offering coming up soon. I'd love for you to share a little bit about that.
Oh yeah, thank you. So I'm really excited because I've never done anything like this before. And I love things that are new. So, you know, those summits we always see where people go on and they tell some old tired story of some breakthrough they had 10 years ago and then promote something they're selling. Well, as it turns out, I don't listen to those very much, but I wanted to host a gathering and have it be really meaningful. And so I chose a topic that is really near and dear to my heart, which is just how do we bring our highest medicine-y wisdom to any given moment, like to what's in front of us right now. Like if we were to ask a whole bunch of really wise teachers how they are approaching different challenges in their lives right now in this moment, using the wisdom of prayer and plants and medicine, which have been so instrumental for me in my own opening and career and life as a musician and creative. And they're going to be sharing these stories so that we can all receive the wisdom. And what's so cool about this is you just never know when this wisdom might come back to remind you of how to walk with grace in any given moment. For example, it was like many years ago, I was sitting in ceremony with these really wise teachers, friends of mine, and their house had just burnt down really intense. They were sharing all about how they were meeting that moment and how they were approaching it and framing it. And it was really mind-blowing for me. And I remember listening very intently, and I wasn't really expecting to remember it per se, but fast forward 6 years and my house burnt down. And in that moment, I knew exactly how to approach it, how to think about it, how to walk with grace. And it was one of the most incredible things I'd ever experienced to be able to have had this exact modeling shared with me so that I could then respond to a very specific type of situation that could have been incredibly difficult and hard to navigate in a way that actually felt empowering. And so during the summit, we're going to be hearing from, I think it's 9 different dear friends and medicine leaders of mine and my husband's. And we're going to be having these really deep, vulnerable conversations with them about what they're up against, what they're up to right now in life in this moment, and how they're bringing that with them. And it'll be free for anyone who wants to join. If you're listening, I'd love to have you there.
I love that. What a beautiful offering, Tara. And Unconventional Life First, as I mentioned, we'll put the link for taradivina.com. Is that the best place for people to stay in touch around that? Or where is the best place if people want more info?
Yeah, if you want to come to the summit, just come to taradivina.com/summit. And I believe that 2 M's and 2 T's. However, summit is spelled in the dictionary, we'll get you there.
I love it. So, so good. And Tara, I know, you know, we mentioned we might do a little fun, creative closing of the interview, and wanted to see if you wanted to share some of your creative gifts with us today.
If you are ready to take your life and business to the next level and you're looking for a full pattern interrupt, come join us in Egypt in May the 15th through the 19th for Unconventional Life's 5-day Life and Business Accelerator. We are taking a group of 50, renting out a ship, going down the Nile River, visiting various local temples, connecting ourselves in local culture, all while being immersed in an incredible community. If you are someone who is in a transition, I find these events are magnets for people in transition, with the number one thing they're getting out of the experience is clarity. So if that is something that you're looking for and you're ready to activate, come join us.
Okay, I would love to. I'll share a little a cappella song that kind of encapsulates my biggest pair at the moment. And Summit has 1 T. I'm ready now. Keep focused. All right. I take the time to celebrate what's right, to thank the Holy Spirit for blessing me divinely, to anchor in the feeling of happiness and healing love, tuning myself to the frequency of joy, abundance, and ease. I am opening to receive more and more. I am expanding to receive more love. I put my attention on where I want to go. I make my prayers for who I want to be. And when I need to, I feel all my feelings all the way through. And then I can return to true gratitude.
Woo! Oh, Tara, that was amazing. I was like, my eyes were closed and palms just up, like fully receiving that. And thank you. Thank you. It was so beautiful.
My pleasure.
Yeah. Wow. What a transmission. And any last things you want to say with our listeners before we close out on our segment today?
Anything is possible. Mm. Truly, truly, truly. If we're willing to get creative.
Well said and well received, and may it be so, Unconventional Lifers. It really is. And I definitely recommend checking out Tara's music. You can find her on Spotify and probably all other places, definitely on her website. I know you've got a really cool lyrics songbook and all other kinds of fun goodies over there. So definitely, listeners, make sure you check it out there. And it was such a pleasure having you on the show today and getting to chat with us. So thanks so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been an absolute delight.
Thanks so much, everyone.